Welcome back, Omaes, to another episode of the Hard Knock Sorority Podcast, a 4th edition Shadowrun actual play GM'd by myself, Paul, and driven forward rather non-committally by Veronica as Cecile, aka College Girl, Kat as Deandra, Val as Ollie, aka Boxer, and Beth as Grace, aka Nightingale. This is episode 6 of season 2. The team has been given a job through the mysterious fixer known as Prokop Skillful to once again infiltrate Warehouse Alliance to secure evidence, the more damning the better, of the corpse's illegal activities. To aid them, they have been provided passcodes to the facility and a work order for a security audit. College Girl turned the job down, but in this episode, as the rest of the team starts planning and doing legwork, she finds herself drawn back in to provide some matrix support. Text messages galore. Grace explores the fascinating glamour that causes Deandra to appear differently when viewed through natural eyes or a device. Ollie serves real food, and Deandra and Cecile lay the groundwork for the run. Thank you for joining us, and I hope you enjoy the show. Reach out to us on our Discord if you have any comments or want to point out my errors in rule-keeping.
So where we last left the crew, they had a meeting with their sometime fixer, sometimes Mr. Johnson, Prokop, and he had told them that he had been given a job for them to do a run against Warehouse Alliance in Puyallup to find incriminating evidence, any kind of evidence that would link Warehouse Alliance to crimes or otherwise, any other kind of dirt which would discredit them, bring them disrepute. And there was a specific requirement for physical evidence, but also potentially digital stuff if possible. So we'll say it's the next day, and the other thing of note was that Cecile had declined the job and left dinner early.
She stormed off because she's mean.
The other thing was that Prokop had told you that there was a finite window for this, and that was relating to this work order and the passcodes that you were given by him. Grace and Ollie are, I imagine, back at Ollie's house. And Deandra, you probably went home to your apartment, and Cecile was there, I imagine, unless Cecile went somewhere else.
No, Cecile's there.
All right, so what else? So what do you guys want to do?
Grace, can we talk?
Yeah.
What did you think of that offer? I have my own opinion, so I want to hear yours first.
Which offer exactly?
Of the job.
I think it'll be fairly easy, because I already know what to get on them.
Do you?
Yeah, they're trading paracritters. They have just boxes full of magically active biotic material, like a lot of it. And if I understand correctly, that is incredibly illegal.
Maybe. And I do recall it's a Yakuza affiliated warehouse. I doubt that's exactly allowed.
Allowed by the Yakuza? Yakuza, as far as I understand, aren't.
The Yakuza is a criminal organization. And they are a corporation. They aren't supposed to be doing that.
No, I thought you meant that the Yakuza would not approve.
Oh, the Yakuza approves very much. They're getting fat and rich off of it. But there's more than that. This job, I don't know. It just seems fishy. Right after we get away from it, we get a job at that exact place. It's almost as if they're tempting us in, trying to trap us.
Well, surely Krokop wouldn't have any interest in that.
Even fixers get tricked.
You may be right, but I don't know how we would go about confirming or denying that.
Sometimes you have to refuse to take a job, but
maybe we should bring our concerns to Prokop.
Maybe.
It does seem kind of whack, now that you point it out.
You know, for something that looks so young, you sound very, very old. Whack.
Are those the exact words that Grace used?
Yes.
Have you been poking around the old internet stuff? And I do mean internet. That's old arcane system that predated the Matrix.
She's been watching too many 2D tridios.
2Dios. Wait, videos? So is whack actually archaic? I didn't.
Dude, it's archaic now.
I'm just kind of an archaic kind of gal. Okay, what would be more appropriate than whack?
I'm just using that as a fun character moment. You can do whatever you want, honey.
Okay, yeah, that's totally what she would have used. At Boxer's question, she kind of pauses and she gives her a funny look and she says, "Wait, what? Is that that's old people talk?"
You're precious.
I didn't know.
Oh, come here. I'm going to tussle your mane. How about that?
That sounds good.
Yeah. So, yes, that's old. But you're right. It is, as you put it, whack.
Yeah, and I think if we tell Prokop that we feel that it's whack, that he'll be sympathetic and he'll help us with that.
I think you may be right.
I'm sure he would appreciate plugging a hole in his network if there's someone in there that he can't trust. Mm-hmm. So it's a win-win. We may end up getting paid anyway.
You're right. I think you're right.
Yeah. You should probably text him.
She quickly taps out a message. Job location and timing seem suspect. Are we sure this isn't a trap?
Okay. You get a response relatively quickly. Actually, Is this still the same night, or is it the next day that you're typing, that you're making this request?
I'm not sure. I guess it might be the same night after I'll go back.
All right. Yeah, so you get a fairly quick response from Prokop, and he it says in text, "I appreciate your thinking this through. However, I assure you that the source of the contract is virtually unimpeachable."
All right. Grace. Now, you think we trust him, yeah? I mean, he has no reason to fuck us, but even he's not immune to being a bit blind. Everyone has a blind spot. Are you willing to take this risk?
Well, does anyone outside of Prokop actually care all that much about rigor mortis?
Yes. You so, do. No.
I know there was the cop guy. He hates Shadowrunners, right? And I'm sorry. Am I missing something?
You're forgetting about Cecile's situation.
Oh.
Evil. Or rather, those within evil who seem to be interested in keeping a lid on the information that she apparently has.
So, you're suggesting that it might be Evo going after us?
Yes.
Out of character, do we know that Cecile has spoken to people from Evo and, like, kind of patched things up?
No.
We don't.
Cecile hasn't told you about that.
Mm. See what you're saying. Well, but if she's not even going to be on the job.
They don't know that.
They do now. Because she very clearly expressed that she wouldn't. I don't know.
All right, so while you guys are pondering that.
Pondering our orb.
While Grace and Ollie are considering the implications of this job offer, what's happening at Dinder's apartment? Anything interesting, or do we skip on to the next day?
So where is Cecile when Dinder comes?
Probably on the couch.
On the couch? I think the first thing Dinder does when she comes in is, like, kick off her shoes and hang her sword by the door or whatever, and then, like, make a cup of coffee, and then turn, not coffee, soy calf, and then turn to Cecile and go, "So, net nerd, why'd you turn down the deal?"
"I'm busy trying to help you, remember?"
"You're not nearly so busy you can't do a grab and go."
"You'd be surprised."
"Well, I've worked with a few other, what I would call your type. I'm not trying to be rude. And usually it doesn't take them that long."
"To what? Scour the entire internet? Sorry, Matrix. Gotta get in the headspace." "What? It doesn't take them long to scour the entire Matrix for a person who has been missing for months?"
"No. Not usually."
"Uh-huh.
I remember this cold case back in 48, I think, maybe. Damn, that was a long time ago. Almost 30 years now. Well, this cold case had gone dry about a year and a half ago, and I was assigned to it because they were trying to force me off the team a second time. And, I got this friend of mine to help me search through some data, and it took him about an hour, and we got a couple dings, and we found the perp. It was pretty easy, actually.
Right. Well, tell you what, if you know anyone that can set me up with some very particular programs, maybe that'll make this faster.
I actually might.
Uh-huh.
I think D&D's gonna whip out her comlink and text Zeke. Her text is gonna be like, "Sorry to bother you so soon again, but I got a net nerd that needs some new kit. Can you hook her up?"
What does Zeke specialize in again? Or does he
hardware.
Have a specialty? Hardware?
I think just hardware and... hardware. Yeah.
All right. You get a text back after a minute or two, and it simply says, in his usual sort of business-like style, "Depends on what you're looking for. I've got some stuff, but other stuff would take a little longer."
I think Dinder just gives Cecile, like, the look, like, "What do you need?"
Oh, hold on. I need to pull up. I think it's Carnivore Gold is the facial recognition one.
I thought Carnivore Gold was a meat subscription.
I was waiting for the "it's both," but...
I'm sorry, when you said meat, I was like, oh, like meat space subscription?
Nah, I thought it was like actual meat.
No.
It's a food What am I trying to say here, guys?
Subscription. Preparation?
It's a food subscription for ghouls.
Oh, no.
No.
Facial recognition plus meat subscription.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I
specify your face and get your meat.
But I'm pulling up Spy Games now. Nope. Carnivore Gold is for translating slang and foreign languages.
I would never have guessed that. I was like, I'm going to get boxer real meat. That sounds delicious.
What does carnivore even mean? Like, what is it? What is the point of it?
And why is it called carnivore?
No, it's called Carnivore Gold.
You understand what I mean. Why is it called carnivore if it has nothing to do with meat?
Is it like, ooh, you can be a big-time power person?
Of course. It was Mona Lisa that I need.
I'm not over the whole Carnivore Gold thing. I was so excited to get Boxer a meat subscription.
You can't afford it.
Ooh, actually, I don't know if Mona Lisa would even be that useful, because you have to actually have access to the databases, which I don't know if I really want to hack into a large facial database right now.
Dawn is breaking, and I imagine you guys have already told me a couple times that you all have very early morning routines. What are we doing in preparation for the job? I feel like there needs to be some communication among the team. Cecile hasn't taken the job, so what is Cecile planning for the day, if anything?
Data searches.
Data searches. All right, and what are the rest of you doing?
I think the second D'Andre wakes up, she's going to text the group, I guess, and be like, meet up to make a plan or online.
We can meet up. Maybe find the coffee house for you.
I don't know. I've been a regular at some few places in Auburn recently. Maybe one of those.
That's a good spot.
Can we go somewhere with less traffic?
Fair enough.
Somewhere with less traffic?
You know what? You could come to my place.
Oh, then like people coming and going because the horse doesn't want to have to cover herself in illusion. Just
I'll send you the address, okay? You just come over here.
Let me know if you want me to pick you up anything on the way.
No, I'm all good.
Sounds good.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah?
Diandera is going to get like a canned soy calf at a stuffer shack on the way to Boxers.
You know those other girls who have come here? Yeah, we're making food just like them.
What?
Food. We're making food for guests.
Oh, okay. What kind of food? Macaroni and cheese? Red sandwich?
Actually, we could try a macaroni and cheese sandwich if you want that. But I was thinking something, I don't know. Something all vegetarian. Actually, no. Yeah, vegetarian. Or
I'm pretty sure Diandera doesn't like meat because she can feel it.
Well, they are going to be live vegetables. That was the issue, right?
I don't know.
I'm not sure if you even have any real vegetables. I think you probably are limited to just soy-based.
Nah, she's at medium lifestyle now. She's upgraded.
All right,
she gets to have them now.
You can splurge a bit.
So you're using your one meat for like the next 6 months?
Well, medium isn't that bad. Reading the book, it's like the point at which you finally start to get having quote-unquote real food. It's just like not every day. It's just like a relatively common supplement to your diet of soy, and you get better tasting soy flavor stuff. I remember I was pretty interested. I was like, when do I get to eat vegetables?
All right, so you're going to splurge on this visit by Diandera, I guess.
It's an excuse to splurge.
We have
the macaroni with the real cheese.
We have to impress her. If we don't impress her, she'll, like, hate us forever.
Yeah. So she's splurging a little.
Friendship is obligation.
Absolutely.
Friendship is friendship.
All right, so Diandera, you're showing up. Before you show up, let's get Cecile, give Cecile an opportunity to do a couple of data search actions and see what she finds out.
Okay, am I rolling?
It depends on exactly what you're going to do.
I'm mostly just going to go over the data that she's already searched for, unless I wanted to search more for this clean person.
Okay, so data related to Rian's death or disappearance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you found, if I remember right, you found that Clean was last known to have been operating out of the New York metropolitan area.
That is correct.
And he was a personal... He was corp security, but of a sort of a personal bodyguard type.
That is also correct.
All right. So as you're crunching through that, you come across a file that it's not really a file. It's a picture, and it appears to show him receiving an award in some kind of ceremony. And it seems to be an award for service, length of service, So he has served honorably for 25 years, and it looks like he actually, this was actually a retirement ceremony.
Interesting.
And what catches your, really catches your interest about it is that it says that Lieutenant Clean is looking forward to enjoying his retirement in upstate New York, where he apparently has a cabin where he likes to go fishing.
Certainly a lead. Although it does kind of just raise more questions. Why would a retired person be missing? Okay. Next, I'm going to be doing, finishing up the data searches on the other person that about whom I have not told the group.
Shoot me a message exactly which one we're looking for.
Yep. Yo, Deandre.
Yes.
So Clean is the lieutenant that the guy Buzz, who Deandre met with. Buzz had told Deandre that he was doing a job for this Lieutenant Clean, who was a MCT Black Ops type, and he thought he recognized Rian as a member of that team.
Deandre, I have a lead for you.
Sounds like fun.
This Clean guy, he's from upstate New York. He has a cabin. He's also apparently retired, at least from MCT.
Do you want to get on a plane?
No.
Okay, then.
You can get on a plane just fine.
Deandre is like, can you get a location pen for me?
Sure, I'll send it over. Although, do I have a location, Paul?
You don't. It's basically just sort of a quote, you know, from either the captain or something that...
Well, I don't have a location right now, but I'll get that for you eventually. I'm sure it's in his MCT tax. Whatever.
All right, so the team, the part of the team that had accepted the meeting is now assembled at Boxer's apartment in Auburn. It's actually not that far from where your place is, Deandre.
I think if Deandre didn't think it was that far, is it like within walking distance, or is it like 10 minutes on bike?
It's not walking distance, so it'd probably be like 10 minutes by bike.
Yeah, so Deandre would bike there. I think Deandre has changed helmets recently, too, from, like, she usually wears a black one on missions, and so she started wearing this, like, not red, but, like, dark maroon painted helmet with a bunch of eyes on the surface of it. Like, the symbolic eye or whatever. And so I think she just, like, drives over and parks on the street and gets buzzed in, or attempts to get buzzed in by Boxer.
Yeah, she buzzes her in.
I think Deandre comes in the closest thing you've seen Deandre in to, like, street clothes, which is probably, like, jeans and, like, a wife beater, almost. She has a bag of, like, soy calf and some other drinks and snacks and stuff. The good ones, not the bad drinks and snacks.
Why didn't you... Boxer and Grace have set out a bowl of chips. They're real potato chips. You can smell it. A loaf of bread. Ambiguous, but sliced. A bowl of real mac and cheese. And a beer, a soy calf, and an apple juice.
Eating well tonight. We should have invited Cecile.
Is she busy?
I don't think so. Personally, I wouldn't want to cook for her.
I don't think she's really that busy. I think she's got something to do with this. I don't think she'd pass up on a job unless her head got bitten off.
Is that a thing that medicine can survive?
No, it's a saying. It means that somebody went at them.
Oh.
Not physically. Like, socially.
Oh! Okay, like, chewed out. There was not literally... Okay, I get it.
The Sprethiel idiom is, I think, much more poignant. It translates to, like, being put on the floor. Oh, even though Deandre is in street clothes, she is still wearing
her what?
Her sword.
Of course. Boxer can admire someone who always keeps their peace on them.
Can I ask why you always carry a sword with you?
Same reason I always carry this. Boxer Patter have self-defense and sentimental value.
I suppose. Though,
a gun serve better?
I was awarded this for Valor of title. Demoiselle of Southmarch. Now, Southmarch doesn't actually exist, but...
As for me, the handgun, they custom make them for every person who joined my old outfit. I carried it with me... Well, for a long, long time. It's seen a lot, still kicking, and by God, it's gonna keep kicking.
I see.
But, I think we should probably address the lack of an elephant in the room, you could say. We might need a net decker for this job.
It is true, but...
Maybe we should talk to Perkop about it.
I don't have anyone for it. Closest I've got to someone who does forgeries.
No, I don't think we need a forgery. We just need a lurker.
That's what I'm saying.
I can handle a forgery fairly well. I'm just saying we might need someone to fetch some data. Or to just take a peek behind the firewall.
Nightingale, at this point, disengages from the conversation, goes and sits down and begins eating, and, like, fusses with her comlink, trying to text Miss Magnumfoot to ask if she has any deckers in Seattle who could possibly, you know, help out with a run. Smiley face.
I can get in there for sure. But? It's not like I can extract any of value, anything of value. That's what's physical. And who keeps anything physical these days? Yourself accepts it.
Well, the warehouse, you know that the Warehouse Alliance warehouse is, they have, obviously, they're going to have some physical things. In fact, Grace has already mentioned that she has seen what she thinks is probably illegal or illicit goods stored there during her intrusion through the astral.
So we're trying to nail them to the wall, right?
Supposedly.
Digital evidence gets us a bonus.
Prokop mentioned a security audit, so maybe we try to sneak in under as that.
You may have noticed, but we aren't exactly the most inconspicuous of individuals.
Well, I could be a doggy, and you could be, you know, security folks. Maybe do some makeup.
You expect me to do makeup?
I don't know what you want me to tell you.
No comment.
I realize it wouldn't work for either of you, but it was just a suggestion. You see it in spy movies so often.
You've really been watching old stuff.
I actually have a face kit. Actually, if that's what you were speaking about.
Honestly, Deandra, I don't think I'm going to be getting in there without bullets.
I mean, I'm very able to get in there.
I mean, so I know how security normally rock about. Maybe you could say because of the place, the region, that you need more heavily armed security than normal, and so the person escorting you, Ali, is all covered up. Big scary woman with gun. Don't look at the woman behind the mask.
I don't think I necessarily even need that.
Remember, you've got the pass keys that are valid for 5 days, and you've got this work order for an independent security audit that's good for 5 days.
If things go wrong, you're going to want to have a gun with you.
The gun doesn't have to be with me, if you know what I mean.
You want me to wait outside? I don't guarantee I will be able to reach you in time.
I could cast a spell on you so that you appear to be a normal metahuman. The only thing... No, they have a lot of mages in there. Actually, that wouldn't work.
Yeah. That's not going to be quite helpful. Either I can... I might be able to try to con my way in, but that might be difficult. I think the best thing is if I could fake some credentials from Evo, or not Evo, whatever company is running Warehouse Alliance, or the security audit for Warehouse Alliance.
I could set you up with my guy. You two could work together on it. I don't know how that works in the roles.
If you slot the data stick that Prokop gave you, you see that the work order is actually indeterminate. It simply tells them to be prepared and ready for a security audit, and that they should basically comply and provide all necessary access. So it doesn't say what company it's from.
This seems like easy mode to me. My plan would be, we don't have to skim a reader, but we could use the creds to get in.
While they're talking about this, can I look up small, like, security auditing firms in the Pacific Northwest?
Sure.
For some reason, my roll 20 is not cooperating.
I've got breaking and entry gear, but I'm not a con woman. I don't have the skill set to trick a bunch of people into thinking I belong, especially given she lifts a hand.
I may not be a con woman by trade, but I've done my fair share of stings, and at least a few infiltrations. Exfiltration has always been my weak point, so.
Well, my point is, I don't think I'm going to be able to get in there. And that I can all but guarantee I'm going to fall apart under questioning. I'm just not trained for it. Not that I'm going to say anything, just that they'll see right through me, you know?
Yeah. I imagine we could try to go the easy route, that, we dress up as corpos and then scam our way in, scam our way out. Oh well, I'll scam us in and scam us out.
Grace, you get a text back from Ms. Magnumfoot that is mostly just hieroglyphics that you interpret to mean that she does not know any person of that nature. It's mostly just trees and other hieroglyphics that basically are negatives of technology.
Damn, she'd be like, yo, I speak for the trees. What do you mean? Of course I wouldn't know any of those sorts. Well, I'm going to ask her, well, do you know anyone who would know anyone? Question mark, question mark, question mark.
Text back. I know many people who know many people.
I can pay! Nguyen.
He texts you back, let me find out.
Thank you.
Basically, a couple of images of her searching through the trees.
Oh my god, I'm imagining it's like one of those like Facebook avatar things. You know what I'm talking about?
It's a bit moji.
Yeah, exactly.
My mother loves those, or she used to. She's finally gotten over their existence.
Okay, so in Grace's data searches, looking for security person or companies, you find a couple.
Are there any that like work specifically with corrections?
Maybe. There are a couple of companies that outsource prison facilities for knight errant.
Well, I'm looking specifically for auditing firms.
Okay. You find, let's just say right off the top, when you, as you're searching, you find three. One of them is called Snohomish Security Personnel. And then you find another one that's called CETASEC, and another one that's called AuburnSec.
Do any of these have like a, which one's smaller of these?
The smallest one is probably AuburnSec.
Okay, and do any of them have like InfoSec, like a bent to them? An InfoSec bent, like to give us a plausible excuse to be like, yeah, we have to go through your computers, by the way.
Yeah, they all do to some extent advertise that they are able to provide matrix security and or auditing services.
Okay, in that case, I guess we're going to go with Auburn Security, I think you said?
Yep.
Auburn Security it is. I will communicate this to the rest of the group that that's probably who we're going to be posing as. Can I, like, get information on their corporate uniforms so that it's, like...
Yeah, you can get all of that off of their public-facing, their forward-facing matrix presence. Plenty of images of them in action. You know, very clean and photogenic pictures of their teams going through buildings and, you know, sort of doing the Tridio style Decker hacker logging into stuff with data cables and stuff like that. They wear blue uniforms with black body armor, knee pads, arm pads, elbow pads, helmets, although in most of the pictures, except for the high threat response type teams, they're not wearing helmets. They're just wearing sort of blue ball caps.
Okay. It might be worth it to reach out to Cecile to make, you know, your clothes convincing to be those uniforms.
I can probably get uniforms done convincingly. We need is company credentials. That's the hard part.
I mean, do I have forgery?
I mean, forgery would be like, at least at this point, having like a sin that works with it, or having like credentials on your comlink for it, right? We wouldn't have many like physical badges. So really, this is a job for Cecile.
Which we need her.
Or we could try to get our hands on another subcontract in that runner.
Yeah.
Which one do you guys want to do? I say we try to get to Cecile. I think it'd be a little more dramatic. Although working with someone that no one knows is less so, I imagine.
Doesn't make you feel stuff.
All right. So, did you guys come up with a plan?
I believe the like basics of our plan right now is to get company credentials for AuburnSec, fake uniforms, then go in uniform and then just fake that we are the con our way through, pretending to be security. Auditors.
How are you going to get the uniforms and the credentials?
I think D&J was going to attempt to convince Veronica to, or not Veronica, Cecile to slam our information into the company database or whatever.
And do the fashion magic.
Well, fashion I don't think we want to ask too much of her. And she'll probably be like, I don't want to cast spells, which is reasonable because she'd have to do it for multiple sets, two sets at least. What I think would be a better idea is if, like, I don't know, we just went to a local store and grab things that look reasonably like what we need, and then also pick up some, like, loose ends of, like, thread and patches and stuff,
And then I use Artisan to piece that all together.
That sounds more like a... more of a plan, I guess.
All right, so you guys are going to go down to one of the local... This is Auburn, after all. It's one of the, it's the sort of industrial part of the Seattle Metroplex. So there are plenty of places where you can pick up uniforms, scrubs, things like that.
Get to, like, blank uniforms.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So consider the uniforms acquired. And Grace, you're going to do some work on them.
Mm-hmm. I guess that'd probably be like some kind of extended test, because...
Yep, we can do a test. You said you have Artisan?
Yeah, I have 6 die for it.
If it's an extended test, you're going to be rolling those 6 die plus... Let's see, what would be a good one? I guess we'll do plus your logic. And... I guess how many hits you get over 6 hours, so you roll 6 times, taking 1 die away each time, and let me know if you glitch at all.
1, 2, 3 hits. Okay, and you said take 1 away each time?
Mm-hmm.
Another 2, so that's 5, 7.
So after about 3 hours using the materials that Dinder and Boxer brought back, you feel like you've assembled a reasonable facsimile of these uniforms. Do you want to continue?
I feel like she'd put in just a little bit more time so that they look like quality. Maybe even like clean them just to make sure, you know, they look right.
Yep. So you've got Dinder and Ollie wearing them, and you're putting the last little tucks and into it, and hemming the trousers just right, and getting the patches oriented. So give us another roll.
So that is a single hit.
All right. Well, you know, there's a point of diminishing returns at this point. So after 4 hours, you feel confident that there's not much more you can do with the materials that you have at hand.
Yeah, there we go. Fabulous. Not really. They look kind of silly, but you're looking great.
Thank you.
So the two of you are standing there in what appear to be pretty well-fitting uniforms that match what you're seeing on your comm screens for Auburn Sec Security. And yeah, you feel pretty confident about it. You've got your blue ball caps on. You've got your body armor. Your sidearms even seem to fit fairly well with the uniform. Feel like you're ready to go.
Sorry, though. How does the sword fit?
It just does.
Dude, some people would just rock that fucking sword, you know?
Right. How are you dealing with Grace, though?
Oh, I'm going to be going in as a German Shepherd, and I can give myself, like, a harness so that I look like a sect dog. Maybe specifically some kind of awakened dog. I don't actually know the
Can Deandre, like, coach Nightingale on how a sect, since she, or how, like, a sect dog trained?
Yeah, you can do that.
Let's see. I guess that would be my... There's a teaching skill, but would that be my leadership?
Yeah, you can do it with leadership.
There's leadership and instruction.
Yeah. And what we'll do is we'll just, whatever hits you have on that, if Grace needs to con or otherwise roll to maintain the subterfuge, we'll add those as extra dice for. So just keep note of whatever hits you get.
Okay, because I'm like not bad at leadership. Do I get any bonuses, or is it just flat?
Just flat.
Okay. 4.
All right. So, Liz, make note of 4 extra dice if you end up having to sort of con your way through as a dog.
Knowledge security dog.
I know how to lie that I'm a dog.
And I'll, I'll go even further. I'll hash out some code phrases with Nightingale in Sprethiel that are like, oh, you need to act. This is the way that'll help us get in, or whatever, so we don't have to like talk, I guess.
Yeah, that makes sense. We should probably all like memorize those. Maybe not just in Sparethiel, because, you know, it's supposed to be dog commands. People tend to use, like, multiple languages that they don't, like, know, you know, so that they don't use
actually,
in conversation.
This is something fun that I learned. People, security dogs are more likely to have a lot of different code phrases in the same language, but it's more often a dead or close to dead language, or a language that wouldn't be spoken well within,
the population. Would it be spoken like out just about?
No, like by other people. So, like, I'm an elf and I'm a fluent speaker at Sprethiel. So, if Deandre was training a security dog, she would use Sprethiel. Not exclusively, but largely.
Yeah. Okay. That works. They're not going to notice. What am I talking about? They're just going to be like, oh, the elf of her dog. Okay, whatever.
The elf with a sword and her dog. What a character.
This is God intended.
Okay, are you taking any time? Are you creating any security badges or...
I did message Cecile about shoving our data into the company system.
Into which company system?
Into Arvinsek.
Okay. Are you going to use your passkey coder?
Yes. That was my plan once I had the like information shoved in. I was going to attempt to manufacture key cards, I guess. Or IDs, I guess, would be the closer thing.
Cecile, you get a message from Deandre asking about doing some work for them on this job. How do you respond to that?
It depends on what it is. What do you want exactly?
It's easy. Shove some data in, and Boxer into this Arvinsek company.
Okay. To start, that's not easy. Secondly, why?
It makes sense if you have the full breadth of the job, but I'm not going to tell you because I know you want to stay out of it.
Okay, so just to clarify, you want me to hack into an unrelated company?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Put information into their database so they believe you work for their company?
Yes.
Are you sure you want to pay me for that?
I mean, have you paid rent yet?
That job is worth a lot more than rent, my friend.
Okay, what do you want?
It's a security company, so presumably their matrix security is going to be pretty tight. They might even have black ice. Probably not black ice, no. They're not that mean. For you... 2,000 Nuyen? Like...
I immediately wire, Cecile, 2,000 Nuyen.
Wow, okay.
And an extra 1,000 if you do it today.
Sure, I guess. Okay, Paul.
Boy.
Welcome to involvement. Jesus.
Welcome to Deandre doesn't give two shits about money anymore. She's on a death mission. On a suicide mission.
You know what? You 3,000 million is enough to, like, okay, sure, whatever you want, weird green lady. Okay. So, Paul.
So you're gonna go hack into Auburn Security's mainframe and create data that shows or appears to show Deandre and Boxer as employees.
It would appear so.
And while she's doing that, I'm going to use that same data to create or start trying to cobble together key cards.
All right. Well, Cecile, it appears that we need to do a little matrix run.
Apparently it does. By the way, I just want to say 3,000 is a discount, okay?
Okay. How dare she?
So, well, I don't think we really want to go on a whole Matrix adventure here.
Yeah, that might be, like, the entire session.
You want to, like, just make it a single node or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay. In that case...
I think that's the way we will do this.
You know what? So, hacking plus exploit.
All right.
How many hours are left in the day when Deandre tells Cecile this?
You've been matrix searching for about 5 hours now, so we're about midday. You guys all got up fairly early.
Hmm. All right, she's gonna go cold VR and start probing and try to get admin. No, let's just go security access. She's just trying to put data in.
Okay.
Let me pull up the core book just to remind myself. I think it's plus three. Yes.
Yeah, where is that exactly?
Beginning of the go. Hacking. Blah, blah, blah. To get a security account, you increase the threshold by plus three. For an admin account, increase it by plus six. The threshold is the target's firewall. Plus three. Because I'm getting a security account. Threshold is system plus firewall plus three. Actually, Cecile sends back. Within a day or within the day?
Within a day.
Okay, in that case, I'm going to go probing. So, system plus firewall plus three is the threshold. I have three hits.
So, what's the time period on this?
It's an hour per, because I'm in Coldson.
Okay.
So an hour has passed. Okay. Six hits. Another hour has passed. 7 hits. 3 hours have passed in total.
All right. So while you're doing this, so are you guys at the apartment? You're sitting there waiting for Cecile to come back and tell you that this has all happened. Are you doing anything else? Aside from eating real potato chips and dip.
They're real. It matters.
Deandre has had exactly one of the potato chips.
Box is going to be disappointed if she doesn't eat them.
Uh-oh, what happened there?
No glitch. So that's 7, 8, 10.
Yeah, so it's been 6 hours. You feel like you're getting close. And then...
11.
Yep, you get in. You get your security account after 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hours. So for the rest of the team, that's at Box's apartment. A total of 7 hours have passed. It is starting to get evening time. It's 6:37 at this point when Cecile, actually, she doesn't contact you yet because she hasn't actually accomplished anything.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and log on with my security account onto their, I guess, mainframe.
During that 7 hours, I've probably been coaching both Boxer and Nightingale about, like, what this kind of security company, how this kind of security company would act, and, like, what they would do.
So there's, like, a dual montage going on right now, where it's, like, Cecile hacking.
D&D's acting class.
I like it. Cecile's hacking, Grace is tailoring, D&D's teaching, and Ollie's eating chips. All right, so you log in. Auburn Sec is a small security company. You were actually surprised at how tough it was to actually get a security clearance, but in the end, you did it, and you're in. Their matrix tailoring is not very obtrusive or odd like some of the places in the matrix you've poked around. You know, it's very corporate, very security. They don't go in for like a really militaristic tailoring the way some of the companies do that you know of, but they're the focus is on professionalism and mm-hmm. you know, the team colors and that type of thing. So you're in, and
all right, I'm going to go over to their employee records.
Yep, which you find without any difficulty, and with your security clearance, you're not interfered with by any of the other icons that you see hustling about.
All right, I'm going to immediately message Deandra. What names do you want in?
Boxer, pick name now.
Tara Sinclair.
Tara Sinclair and
Cecile immediately messages after this. You should also probably make sure it matches whatever sin you're going to be displaying.
I think Deandra would just give Cecile her real name, like the name she doesn't use with the group.
Okay, to explain, I don't know if Paul's even considering this, but like when you walk up to people who can see an AR, which presumably the guards can, like there will be a display window that's like, this is this person, here is their sin and name.
Yeah, as long as you're not running silent or have it turned off.
Yep, so...
Not that that will stop anybody, because if they're using any kind of facial recognition software, they're going to...
So basically, she's asking, like, what sin are you going to be displaying to everyone, because it should match. You don't want to be like, here's my company card, and it doesn't match the sin that you're displaying.
So this isn't going to technically burn a sin that you're using either. I mean, if this was a law enforcement agency, maybe, but doing this with a private company isn't going to burn a sin.
All right. I guess I put in Deandra's real name. I create her as like one of their security consultants specializing in physical security. I also add a note that she has a license to have a... No, wait, they haven't told me anything about that. I'd say nothing. Nothing.
You can only work with what you know.
All right, and one for the cat.
Okay, so there is a role for this, right?
And it is edit. What rating is this edit? Roll edit. Wow, that's bad. I'm re-rolling that. Used an edge on this. There we go. Two hits.
All right. So you get two hits and you manage to get something in there that you're not necessarily satisfied with, but you expect will hold up for the required duration.
Whatever it is they're doing.
Yep.
It's like, I don't know. These people are so confusing. All right, and one for Boxer? A name?
Yeah. I give it to her.
All right. Another edit test. Please let this one go well. 4!
Oh, yeah. After the first one, you're warmed up. You're starting to see how they are doing their file structure is done. So the second one's quite a bit easier.
Yep, and I make sure there's like probably grab like an image of Boxer, I guess. And then I also grab an image of you know, what's her face? Deandra. All right. Is there anything else while I'm still in the system? You need me to get a copy of their company cards or something?
That'd be nice.
She can add licenses, right? Like, is that a thing she can do with her access?
I mean, presumably.
Is there a license that you want to add?
Boxer's going to poke Deandra to ask the seal to give specifically a license for Arias Alpha.
Sure. Arias Alpha. On record. I'm also going to make a copy of these profiles just for, I don't know, data hoarding.
Data hoarding.
Sounds like that's it. So are you logging out?
I wait 5 minutes for them to add any other asinine requests. Nothing? Nothing else? Okay.
And now Dinde is going to stay up all night and make this, try to manufacture a good enough key card.
Alright, so I now add... Don't forget, you've given me 3,000 now, right?
Yes, I have. I actually took 3,000 out all at once, because I assumed that you would get it done in one day.
Alright, do you let them know it's done?
Yes. I let them know that I send them all the stuff, even the copies of their little profiles that I made. What's the company's name again?
Auburn Security. Very imaginative, I know.
Very. That do be how companies be naming themselves.
It do indeed.
Okay, now it's time to do my keycard copier tests. It's logic plus hardware. It's with a threshold of 8, and it's 1 hour and it's an extended test.
But you don't want Cecile to do that?
I mean, it's a piece of hardware that I have, so I mean, I imagine Deandre would want to do it herself. So
I mean, okay.
So there's my first roll. Roll 2, 5, 6. Is it logic? It's logic. Sorry. I just second-guessed myself. So I'm assuming that it's going to take me about 4 hours to do this. Yep, there it is. That's my 4-hour extended test, right?
Yep, you work late into the night, but you're pleased with the results of your work. You now have key cards with the codes that ProCop gave you. So all told, you guys have key cards, you have uniforms, you are logged into the Auburn Sec security database as employees. It sounds like you're ready to go.
I imagine Dean there has just been like sitting on the like Boxer's couch with all of her hardware, slamming together pieces and like typing graphic design for 4 hours straight. So I imagine we're ready for our jaunt here, our shadow jaunt.
I suppose so.
Shadow jaunt.
All right, so it's about midnight at this point when you've completed all your tasks and Deander sits up and says, I believe we're about ready for our shadow jaunt.
What now?
Sorry, I was being stupid. I think we're ready.
Yeah, you two have done some good work.
I toss Boxer the physical key card.
She catches it and looks down on it with no small amount of amusement.
I imagine it has like a picture of her on it as well. It's like an ID badge, almost.
That actually looks like me.
Huh. Wow, that's a really good picture. You know, pictures typically look like terrible. Jake told me that they steal your soul, and that's the reason why they always look bad.
You have no idea why. Deander pulls out the one that has drawn it, and it's just a completely different person.
What?
like, it's an elf. You can has the same like height and build. And
no, that was her asking what?
Yeah, like it's a picture of someone that is not green and has normal eyes, but otherwise it is a picture of Dean. Cameras don't pick up on the.
Won't
so.
That be an issue?
Grace is dual natured, so does she see anything different about Deandre? Does she see the glamour? Does it somehow reflect in the astral?
I think it's kind of looped in with the symbiosis. Like, the fact that Deandre's essence is just larger than her body is all that you can see. And it has, like, tendrils going out, probably.
She'd probably have to know what she's looking at. That really does look nothing like you. Won't that be an issue?
With what?
With the security people, whenever we're going through warehouse.
I always look at like that on camera, and Deandre pulls out a bunch of pictures of her just doing random shit, like a picture of her at like a hot dog stand, just with the hot dog like fully in her mouth.
Why do you have a picture of that?
It's a long story.
Wait, give me. And suddenly, Nightingale like takes the camera out of her hand. Not the camera, the comm link, and she turns it around and clicks out of the photo album to like actually look at her through the camera.
Yep, it looks like a normal elf through the camera.
And she does that thing where she like lifts it up and then she lowers it. And she lifts it back up and she lowers it again.
Like Deandre has quite a bit more scarring under the glamour, and her eyes are kind of this like greenish gray.
Grace, make a composure test.
Okay. I don't know how many die I have for composure.
It should be under astral initiative on your character sheet.
You have 9 dice. You rolled 9 dice and you got 3 hits. So you keep it together. Unless you want to tell us about some very subtle reaction that you have to this odd phenomenon.
I imagine she'd be fairly disturbed by the dissonance between the camera and like her actual eyes, especially because she can't really see a spell. It's just like, it's a black box of magic.
I think Deandre like cracks open another soycalf can and says, Valens once told me it's because of the interaction between cameras and mana illusions, but I don't really know what that means.
Yeah, but I don't see the illusion is the thing.
Okay.
It's strange. And she just hands Deandre her comlink back. I don't want to look at it anymore.
Deandre does the like magic mumbo jumbo hand sign. And it's like, I don't understand it. Obviously you don't. Let's glaze. How's that?
Yeah, we have Drek to do. I mean, Beth.
All right. Are we going on a shadow run tonight at midnight, or are we waiting for another period of time?
Well, it wouldn't really make sense for security people to come in at midnight.
It does say just they could come whenever.
Does midnight mean there'd be less?
Might be the perfect time.
My original plan was to get our information into the security place and then use that as a fallback if we got caught. But the uniforms thing kind of got us in, I guess, because usually security companies like that do just break into your systems and then be like, hey, we broke in. You guys need to fix this, this, and this.
Seriously? That's what they do?
Yeah.
That's actually what they do. They're called penetration testers. And it's perfectly legal, so be on alert.
It's legal because the company pays them to do it, basically.
Yeah.
But I think we'll be ready in the morning to go bright and early. We're just going for an audit. We're not doing a penetration test, pretty sure. At least that's not what the work order is for.
Yeah, it's just an audit. I mean, the work order is basically has already forewarned the company, you know, the Warehouse Alliance location in Puyallup that you're coming, so... You know, it doesn't make sense that it would be a penetration test.
Yep.